The ancient Hebrews were instructed with great detail how to construct the tabernacle, which later became the temple. Inside was the bloody altar, where animal sacrifices were made, the laver of water, where the washing and cleansing of individuals occurred, also the table of showbread, which was eaten by the priest. Next was the golden candlesticks, which filled the court with great light, and the altar of incense, which perfumed the entrance into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant, that is, God's mercy seat, was. Historians looking at the tabernacle and reflecting on the acts of God throughout church history are recognizing a pattern. Following the Acts of the Apostles and the canonization of Scripture, the church was scattered and society slipped into an eclipse. During the Dark Ages, only the body of Christ remained a bright light for a dark world. The bloody bronze altar. Over 500 years ago, the Lord brought emphasis on the first piece of the tabernacle furniture when he raised up a controversial movement that declared salvation was not by the works of men, but by the blood of Jesus. Reaction to the Reformation in the religious world was fierce, and a great persecution broke out. The bronze laver of water. Nearly 400 years ago, the Lord brought an emphasis to the second piece of the tabernacle furniture when a group known as the Baptists stressed the need for the baptism of believers. The issue of water baptism was very controversial. Believers suffered great persecution within the religious world and an insidious cruelty as many were drowned for their adherence to water baptism. The Table of Showbread. Although the printing press had been around for 200 years, it was only about 300 years ago that the Word of God started to become accessible to the ordinary citizen. Instrumental was the persecuted Puritan's passion for the written word, which led to a major rise in the literacy rate among an inspired general population. The Bible was now finding its way into the homes of the masses as praying believers, instead of relying solely on the insight of one individual leader, could now study the scriptures for themselves under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The golden candlesticks. It was nearly 100 years ago that the Lord brought emphasis to the role of the Holy Spirit during revivals at the turn of the century. Mainstream denominations were thrusted upon by a fresh movement as the lost not only experienced salvation, but experienced the fullness of the presence of God in great numbers. Again, it was very controversial, with harsh declarations being made against believers by many in the religious world. The golden altar of incense. 50 to 60 years ago, an emphasis came to prayer with regard to spiritual warfare. Again, it was very controversial, but more and more, the praying body of Christ came to grips with the reality that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with an insidious enemy of the souls of people. It is no coincidence that the incense on the golden altar was composed not only to be pleasant to the sense of smell, but that such a byproduct warded off snakes, scorpions, and flies. Today, the humble prayers of praise and petition ward off the enemy of our souls as we draw near to God. The mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, the last piece of furniture. Here the worship and petitions are made. It is a place prepared for a people who desire to worship the Lord. For the first time in the 2,000-year history of the church, the buzzword is praise and worship. Congregations from every background, from every part of the world, are desiring a companionship and intimacy with their Redeemer. Could we be the generation spoken about in Psalm 102? Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven, he viewed the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and to release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. This could be that generation. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, for your worshiping bride, without spot or blemish.